Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
For some, it's the romance of an American summer road trip. Driving down a long stretch of highway, nothing in front of you but the horizon, a strip of asphalt, and that thin yellow line disappearing under your bumper as you roll across the country chasing the sunset. For others, those yellow and white lines are just a way to keep your car from swerving into another lane or running off the road. But even Erickson makes his living from that thin yellow line. His company, Roadrunner Striping, usually spends this time of year repainting the stripes. But the industry is suffering this year because there's not enough paint. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning. How are you?
It's early there in Tacoma, Washington. Thanks for getting up for us. But explain to us, how much paint does your business go through each summer?
Oh, thousands and thousands of gallons. It depends each year on which contracts you get. Oftentimes, we'll do about a half a dozen counties and 10 to 12 cities, along with our DOT projects, which are our interstate projects. But if you can imagine, we get it delivered by the semi-truck load, so quite a bit.
Okay. Now, your company, I guess, is doing okay. You got lucky and you're not suffering, but other companies aren't going to get enough paint to complete all the work out there. Why not?
Well, I wouldn't say that we're not suffering. I'd say that right now we're probably suffering less.
Okay, but why is there a shortage?
The shortage is due to the raw materials that make up the paint. And when people think of paint, they're thinking, you know, paint 5 gallon buckets or something like that. But the products that are used on the highway are a lot of durable products, almost like a thick plastic or epoxy. And then also you do use a traffic paint. And so there's some raw materials that go into these products. And our industry, while it's very important, is really only a tiny, tiny percentage of the parent company's overall, sales base. And so they've had some problems with plants. They've had some fires in some of their plants. They've ramped down some of their production due to the economic slowdown. And currently, the Asian markets are picking back up, which is creating demand, and that with some plant problems has just created a supply problem. So the manufacturers simply cannot get the product right now necessary to service the industry.
So there's kind of a domino effect here, because not only are contractors unable to do the work, which means that they're laying off people, but it means that the companies that could manufacture this paint are having trouble staying working. They don't have the raw materials, but it also means that those extremely important center lines on two-lane roads may not be repainted, may not be visible.
Well, it's a big deal. Even though that the percentage of the raw material for the parent company is small, the impact for the country is huge. From the contractor standpoint, you know, basically we're dormant through the winter times bidding, and for the most part, staying idle during the winter months, and the employees are too. So you have people coming off a 4, 5, 6 month layoff that their families dependent on, the companies are depending on it, and you have a real short amount of time, maybe say 3 months, that you're going to do 75 or 80% of your work for the year.
And they may not have those jobs waiting, right? Eben Erickson is president of Roadrunner Striping in Tacoma, Washington. Thanks.